the book Hebrews, part 227. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the ones that's in English, I'm thinking about What is Your God's Name, which I am also using as a handbook in the study of What is Your God's Name. So it's good to just have the book as well. If you have a question or just want to share something, you can contact us at the WhatsApp numbers +27 international code for South Africa. My number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to be able to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. Share the link with your friends and family, those that's dear to you. Make sure at least to have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege, what a privilege. We are busy with a very interesting part of the Word. We are still busy with the side scripture, 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Yesterday we looked at verse 14. It's wonderful when we look at the scriptures how Yahweh is using things from our own past, experiences that we had, things that we obtained, things that we've done, as a method of training other people. It's wonderful when you can use life experience. I always said, I never received a handbook of how to raise a perfect child. I didn't. I couldn't find a handbook like that. How to raise a perfect child. No. The way we raised our children was through trial and error. Thinking of our father, Nick, raised us. Doing certain things. And from the way my father did certain things, yes, I didn't use all of it. There were certain things I preferred not to do to my children. Because the old people were very brutal. They will give you a hiding that you will never forget, and it was not something that was funny. It's actually brutal. You will have marks on your backside for the next week or 10 days. But for that time it was necessary. When I raised my children, I worked on other methods. I would just say, sorry, but you won't go do this, you won't. I would just not allow them certain things to do, instead of beating them to death. You know what I'm saying? So how do we learn? We learn by experience. I want to say something now. I'm nearly, next year, as Yafa's will, I'm going to be 75. Although I don't feel it. I feel like a 50-year-old. Because we're energetic through the grace of Yafa. And we're busy till 2, 3 o'clock at night. If something's got to happen to Pastor Rika and she dies, and I might decide I'm going to marry a woman with small children, two or three small children. I don't think I'll be that crazy, but because we came to like the stillness and the things that we got used to. But let's say I fall in love and I become crazy, and I would marry a lady with two or three children. You know what? I'm sure I will be the best father. you ever will find. Why? Because I've written my own handbook. I didn't write a handbook. I didn't type a handbook. Through life's experience and the mistakes that I made with my own children, knowing the mistakes my father did in my life, because today I can look back and say, everything my father did wasn't really necessary. He could have done this and could have done that. And I've tried this to my children and that to my children. And it worked or it didn't work. So today, if I've got to have young children to raise them, I will most probably raise them in a total different way as I've raised my son and my daughter. Or we raise our son and our daughter. Understand what I'm saying? So, experience is the thing that counts. And especially in the kingdom work of Yahweh El Elohim, the experience of the trials and the tribulations, the rights and the wrongs that we've done. Yes, we did make gross mistakes in our lives. But being a businessman for many years of my life, 43 years or 44 years, you know what? The best businessman is the one that never had a business. Why? Because they never made one mistake. They couldn't make a mistake. The best rugby player is the one that's sitting on the sideline. He will criticize everything. Because he's never caught the ball himself. He never played rugby himself. The best boxer is the one that sits on the outside of the ring. He never had a blue eye or a mouth full of blood. We who've been in the ring, that were taught to box since we were 6 years old, competitive boxing. Some of our family became great champs. I didn't. But I was good enough, but I didn't become a champ because I had an accident that stopped my kick, but Jaffa, I didn't have another plan with my life. My brother, younger than me, he became a champ. So what happened? The mistakes we made in life made us write a book. And when it's come to the spirituality, being a pastor, I was a pastor for 18 years. I made mistakes. I was a young pastor. I was actually a very young pastor. I made mistakes. After Bible College, 1997, I just want to, because Yapa just called me to the ministry. My pastor wanted to hold me back because I was a plus for, I was an access to his congregation. After 5 years in the church, I said, no, I want to go out. I will go in the field. I want to start a church. And we started it. We made mistakes. Ay, 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 ay. But you know, through that, we learned. Today, through the Bible College, I can teach students certain things about the ministry. It's not because and myself. No, it's not what it is. Because of the experience we obtained. Because the word said yesterday, and this is what's so wonderful about the word yesterday, by continuing thou in the things which thou have learned and have been assured of. If you do the things that you are assured of in the ministry, you must be a success. If you learn the things that you learn from your pastor, you must be a success. He says, knowing of whom thou have learned them. Now, if we are guided through the Ruach HaKodesh, and we are functioning under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, bearing the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, the students that we will train will be students that will be dependable. Now my tongue is hooking. That will be dependable upon the leading of the Ruach. Why? Because they saw us leaning on the Ruach HaKodesh, teaching us, leading us in the Word. and in the ministry, in the lives of people. All these years in that we were busy in the church world. 58 years busy with eschatology studies and research. That's why I'm the author of a lot of books, A4 and A5 books, especially in Afrikaans. More than 3,500 YouTube videos, mostly in Afrikaans, which is my native language. Yes, there's quite a few in English as well. And we are doing it more in English, more and more, because there's a demand for the revelation word. And it's spreading like a wildfire. Why? Because we are bringing into practice, into the gospel of Yahushua, the things that He has carried us through, and with work, which has worked in the ministry. It says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. And I had the privilege from the age of 11 listening to my father Nick, how he was doing his studies, and he was testifying to people, and he was sharing the word with others. About the age 13, I was really becoming interested. At 15, I repented. At 17, I started to preach. There's an area in Boksburg which is called Reiger Park, under the colored people. We used to go there and, we made blunders and mistakes when we were teaching and preaching. Then I was 17, 18 years old, myself and Pastor Venus and my other brother Henny, and we were a couple of people. We preached the word. Sometimes when we were driving home, mostly prostitutes and drunkards that sat there on the sidewalk. Sometimes when we were going home after a session like that, we would laugh at ourselves. Because this one will say, you said this, and you said this, and I said that, and we're bringing testimonies, and we were singing gospel songs, and we were preaching the word, and sharing the word, dealing with people, leading people to, that time it was the Lord, leading the people to the Lord. Today it will be for sure. And we were so excited. We didn't worry how did it came. We didn't know what did it sound like. We were just like evangelists. We just wanted Billy Graham, Oral Roberts. They were the main evangelists that time. And for us it was like Billy Graham having a big rally. And there's 10 people sitting here listening to us. Most of them are so drunk they can't even sit straight. But we preached. That's where we made the mistakes. That's where we teach. From that came a little shop. It's called a fish and chip shop. A little store. We'll never forget it. Jewel Street. Corner of Jewel Street and Scott Street. In Johannesburg. We hired a little shop and we started a church from there. What a privilege. Because it just grew, the people that we were talking to. And then my father and them and some of the other people, they came to the church, which we started. And that grew into a work. And today there are so many people in the ministry where the groundwork originate from that blue little church, fish and chip shop. What a time. You know, and this is what Yahweh wants. He doesn't want the one that's perfect. He wants the willing one. And through the age, through the times, I know I say ages, through the time I was a local pastor, I always look for the person that come to repentance that was still battling to get deliverance and battling with the standard of holiness. Because they were the ones that would transform properly. Those that in one day become the super holy and everything, after 3 months or 4 months, they backslid. But the ones that were battling their way is the one that became stable in the congregation. So as a child, the scripture says, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Yahshua. Hallelujah. This scripture is saying everything. It's saying from the time we were children, the mistakes we made. Children, not just as small children, children in the gospel salvation work of Yahweh, our Elohim. So I want to encourage you this morning. Don't let mistakes that you made in life be a drawback to you. Let the mistakes become a stumbling block for you to advance in the kingdom of Yahweh. So tomorrow morning I'm going to start with the scripture, 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Because a bit more we need to know about this. Pray for the ministry. Be the best you can for the kingdom of Yahshua. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.